So this man was relaxing with his friends on the bank of a body of water. He decided to take some selfies.
I think that's the greatest detail of this entire thing.
His Samsung Galaxy S23 Ultra fell into the water. He called in locals who dove into the water for days but never found the smartphone.
Unreal.
He fucking called in locals. Unreal. I hope they got paid, but something tells me they
didn't.
They did not. For 3 days, he then got some diesel pumps through to continuously pump out water from the reservoir. A total of over 2 million liters of water was pumped out, which would have been enough to irrigate 1,500 acres of farmland.
Oh my God. Oh shit. Where did they put the water?
As a result, God knows, they probably just threw it on the street. They probably flooded a small village for this.
I was going to say, where do you put 2 million liters of water?
As a result, the Samsung Galaxy S23 Ultra was found at the bottom of the lake.
Tell me it doesn't work.
Unsurprisingly, after being submerged, the smartphone broke down completely and was rendered inoperable. The laugh I should have done.
I was waiting for this. This fucker thought after 3 days this shit would work. You piece of shit. Garbage ass.
Welcome to Mild Mannered and Timid. With three brown folks that are tired of that safe shit. Okay, episode 146. We fucking here. It's hard. I'm trying to get this pillow on my belly and then also keep the laptop from falling off my sweatpants. But Kush, I wanted to say happy Pride Month to you.
Happy Pride Month to you.
Happy Pride Month to you guys.
Happy Pride Month to you.
Thank you.
Episode 146. We're here. What?
We are living on Pride Month. I mean, oh my God. What?
What?
We are living off of Pride Month.
What are you saying?
We live on the street where the WeHo Pride happens, which is really cool. Pride Parade.
Yeah, great. Great, good, thank you. Mild Mannered and Timid.
Basically, Kunal just said we didn't need that information.
I don't know that we did, but it's fine. It's okay. Yeah. It's we're good. 146, episode 146. I'm Kunal. You can find me at Cali Say. I got my boy over here.
Hey, what's up? It's Pride Kush.
There we go, Pride Kush. You can find him at
Kush Parm.
Pornhub.com. And then we have Rhea.
I'm also on Grindr.
I should have said Grindr. That's the one. And then my wife.
Hello, I'm at Rianjali Music.
Hey, hello. And Rhea would like to let you all know that we live on the street that the Pride Parade goes down.
You okay, Kush?
Yeah, I just drank from the wrong pipe.
It went down the wrong pipe.
It sure did. Yo! That's the one. Keep that in the... Keep that one in
the... I wanted to tell you guys, actually, so today is going to be my last episode of the pod, and I'm going to be branching off into a very politically correct podcast.
Oh, yeah. Yes. You'll be good for that one, for sure. Also, in case anyone was asking, Rhea would like you all to know that the Pride Parade goes down our street.
Shut up. For the third time.
I know. I'm going to keep saying it over and over.
We went and it was so cool.
It was very fun. It was very fun. I think now would have been the right time to say it when we're in our little bullshit phase or whatever. Bullshit era.
You decide when the bullshit era is.
Of course
is.
I do. It's always up top. The bullshit era should be up top. And then it we go into the other stuff. Yeah. But we had a good time. It was fun. Nice. It was
cool.
Saw a lot of butts, saw a lot of dongs. Had a good time.
I was wondering if they stuffed them.
I think some do, for sure.
So there was
everyone
a fire truck.
Everyone cannot possibly have a dick that big.
What if they...
Or have a boner constantly.
Or have a boner constantly.
Yeah, it didn't look like a boner, but there was a fire truck with men wearing only red Speedos, and I was just that's a lot of dudes with huge packages.
Yeah, and then I told her, I said, why do you keep looking there? And she was like, it's hard to miss.
Yeah, I was like, it's really hard
and
to
I took,
not
and
look.
I,
because
and
like,
I took
the way
that argument.
That
made sense.
Dancing,
it's hard to miss.
I think they want you to look at it swinging around, you know?
Yeah.
Like a lasso, yeah.
Yeah, I feel like maybe there's some prosthetics added.
You think
so? Oh. Yeah. I think they stuff them for sure. Yeah. Because some of them gotta have small wee-wees, and then it's like, you can't be out there
How did they get the right shape, though, if they're stuffing dong. It? What are they stuffing
it with? Like a sock?
Yeah.
Maybe
just
cabbage?
Roll it up,
cabbage?
Cabbage.
Yeah.
You could have said cucumber. You could have
hot dog.
No, little chopped cabbage. Just
chopped cabbage?
Yeah, because you couldn't put the whole cabbage. You chop it, put a little bit
there. The texture would look so weird.
On your junk. Yeah, it would, wouldn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Why are we making a salad out of this?
Kiwis? I don't know.
Kiwis?
You know what I
do you know what a penis looks like? I'm a little worried right
he's
now.
He's only seen his own. I've only so seen my that's own. That's all he has to base it off of.
It was very sus looking.
Yours or in general?
No, mine.
what is happening? What is going
chaos,
on?
Big chaos energy.
Is there banh mi in your pants?
I
Did
wish.
You mean bok choy?
Bok choy.
What a throwback.
What a throwback. I didn't, you know what? I didn't see a lot of, because this is how my mind is always slanted. I did not see a lot of Indian people. I thought I would see at least one.
Yeah.
I didn't see one. Yeah. Like a gay Indian person one. In mm-hmm. LA. We've run into so many of them. Yeah. I thought that there would be one, but there wasn't anybody.
There must be multiple parades going on.
This is,
right,
once,
this
right?
is a huge
this
one.
This is the big
huge
one,
one. Yeah. But I didn't, I mean, like, even as like bystanders, I felt like when I looked around, me and Rhea and the hot dog vendors were the same people, mm-hmm. but like mm-hmm. there were nobody else.
Maybe that happens in Artesia.
Oh, the gay pride parade in Artesia.
Do you think yeah. that actually happens in Artesia?
There's definitely no
not.
Chance.
Definitely not.
Zero
definitely
fucking not. Chance that happens in Artesia. But very cool. Very awesome. I was searching what number episode we were on today.
As usual.
As usual. But this time I did it ahead of time. So as usual, I forget. But this time I did it ahead of time. And on the side, when you search mild-mannered and timid on Google, did you know that we are labeled as a music podcast?
How did that happen?
I don't.
Who is in charge of that?
I don't know, but we're a music podcast.
How is this
That's
possible?
Cool.
When do we discuss music? Kind of rare.
Maybe episode one?
I don't know. It's weird.
It
I don't know who changes
sense to me.
That.
Is it because the three of us are musicians and someone picked up on that? But who makes that decision?
That's someone being Google.
Right.
Google did.
Because on our distribution site, I make sure I put podcast
yeah.
every
yeah,
time.
Yeah. That, right. It wasn't bad. I just
or
was
just
like did
or entertainment.
Like it, I don't know where they would get that from, a music podcast.
Right.
Mm. It's like the little descriptive bubble.
I'm okay
side.
With it. It's I'm for fine. The algorithm, you know?
Yeah, I'm okay with it. Just really interesting. At first, I thought it said a news podcast, and then
what would
I realized
you label
music
us
doesn't
as?
Look at all like news. So.
Yeah.
What would you label
pop
us as?
Culture.
Yeah,
pop
or guess, current okay. events.
Current events okay. podcast. Like something all
funny,
encompassing like that.
Like comedy, but also pop culture.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say we're a comedy
Yeah, I don't
podcast.
Think we have to say comedy.
No?
Pop culture, I think, covers
we're
it.
Funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't say we're a comedy podcast.
Okay. Yeah. No, we're not a comedy podcast. We're comedic.
What is a comedy podcast?
Where
you
go.
Just, is it stand-up?
I feel like it's when
knock, knock.
Comedians talk to
yeah,
each other.
Yeah, that's what I thought it was. Yeah. Okay, that's
so good. It's not when you go knock, knock, and then the other person doesn't go, who's there?
How are you going to finish that joke?
Yeah. Let's go.
Who's there?
Orange.
Orange who?
Aren't you glad I'm done okay. with this joke?
Yes.
Good.
Yes.
Good.
See,
good,
that's good, a way good. To win the crowd.
Thank you so much.
Moving on. Never Have I Ever, season 4. Mm-hmm. Dropping. Just letting you all know. Mm-hmm. Rhea was at some events. Had a great time. Also, World's Greatest. That's dropping.
R. Kelly?
That is, no. That's that UTK.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
UTK
yeah.
film.
Yeah.
Dropping on Disney, which is great. And
is that a spelling bee movie or a math movie?
Math okay. movie, yeah. But the guy wants to be a rapper sort of thing. Because again, as I always get mad and I have a chip on my shoulder, it's cool to be a little dorky rapper now. Real mm-hmm. cool. Real fucking cool.
Little dicky rapper. Yeah.
Those are the only things I had for pop culture. Have you guys seen anything as you're browsing the talk or the gram or anything? Because I didn't see fuck all this week.
Is the script spelling bee
yes!
Pop culture?
He won.
Yeah.
He won.
22 Indians out of 24, the last 24
Holy
competitions.
Shit.
We just do yeah. it. We just do it.
Last
I tried
year
to.
We reported on the black girl that won.
Yes.
Because that was a big deal.
That was a big deal. Yes. Yeah. Oh, what was his name?
His last name was Shah.
Shah. Yeah. He's a Shah. He's one
Gujarati?
Of us. Yeah. He's Gujarati. Wow. You fucking right. The word that he spelled, I was trying to spell it in tandem with him, got it wrong from the first letter.
It was something philia. It was like a something about sand.
Yeah, yeah, something that loves being in the sand.
Yeah.
And it's one of those words that starts with a PS.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I started with S because I'm not
because of
smart.
Because yeah. Why would you yeah. spell it with a P?
Spelling B 2023. Winner.
Just sing it right into the mic.
At least somebody.
What's going on with our
oh,
wife?
God. Come on.
So yeah. Dev Shah. It was
Dev Shah. There we go. Dev Shah. Congrats to you, little chubby boy.
Yeah.
I saw him. He was a little chub. And he won. And I hope that he lives in infamy from now on.
How many more do you think we're going to have?
All of them.
When we hit like 50 competitions?
All of them.
Like the next, within 50. All of them?
All of them. I don't think we're going to loosen our grip on this. We've tapped into the strategy of how to win all.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that is to relentlessly torment your child if they misspell anything.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you see the word that he spelled?
There's a few of them. I don't know about which one you're talking about.
What was the winning
word?
The winning one.
You're putting a lot of pressure on her live.
She was doing it.
Samophile.
Hey, that's the one.
PSA.
Yeah.
How the fuck did he get that?
Well, he needed to hear it in a sentence. Yeah. He needed the definition. Mm-hmm.
Not probiotic. Probuletic. Probouletic. What the fuck is that?
Probudeva. That's, I think, what they were spelling.
Zwitter.
This is why English is the hardest language.
Anyway.
Zwitteron. How the fuck do you... Zwitter.
Zwitter.
Ion.
I don't know what you're saying anymore.
Exactly.
I have trouble spelling success a lot of times.
S-U-C-C-E-S-S.
Metaphorically and physically.
Wow. You know what I'm curious about?
M-I-S-S-I-S-S-I-P-P.
What happens to the people who have won the spelling bee?
Absolutely nothing, because they peaked.
We have now turned into a comedy podcast.
That's so foul. That they peaked.
That's a great shot right there. Yeah, because
they're like 14 years old. Like, you're saying they peaked at 14, 13.
They peaked because there is nowhere else to go from there when it comes to standards of education.
Yeah, and I'm just wondering, where do you, like, you put that on your resume, fine, mm-hmm. right? I think that goes on your resume when you're like 18 or 19, I suppose. You go, I was the Scripps National Spelling Champion. What does that do for you? I'm just wondering what winning this competition does for anyone.
Maybe you become an editor at the New York Times?
I think that you do not know what the editor at the New York Times does, possibly.
Don't you edit?
Don't you proofread?
That might be the copy editor, maybe.
Maybe you have a easier time getting a job as like a crossword maker?
This is so niche.
No, if that is what happens...
Yeah.
I would have. I should have concentrated on winning spelling bees, because that seems like the best job on the planet.
It seems like such a chill job.
Designing crossword puzzles. Anyways, guys, we spent a lot of time on this spelling bee story, and I kind of like it. I kind of dig it. Mm-hmm. Dev Shah, again, nice chub that you are. Congratulations, good for you. The only other pop culture thing I had, only because I didn't know where to slate this in, because it's like news, but it's not, is that Modi's invited to speak before Congress June 22nd.
Okay.
And that's it. That's all. That's all. All hell's going to break loose June 22nd. He's going to come through and he's going to BJP it up in Congress in the U.S.
Nice.
Biden's having him here. And he was not allowed in the country like inside of 10, 15 years ago.
Right.
Mm-hmm. He's allowed back. So he's going to be here. We'll see what happens.
Great.
Anything else on pop culture? Pop culture tip, guys?
I don't think so. Are you looking forward to... Oh, yeah. Succession ended. And
and our boy showed up, who is of questionable Middle Eastern or Indian.
The guy with the beard?
Yeah. Stewie.
Stewie.
Fucking Stewie. Don't know what he is, but he's something. Don't know what he is.
He's, what did they call it? He's culturally ambiguous.
Culturally ambiguous, and he kisses boys on Molly.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is my guy. Anytime I saw Stewie, I was like, I love this guy.
Yeah. Oh, did you hear anything more about the something-something society? The...
Polite society? No, nothing. Not a thing. I'm just like kind of, I'm kind of baffled by it, because it looks like a movie that probably took a lot of money to make, logistically very difficult to make, that sort of stuff. So I just thought there'd be a little bit more, but no, haven't seen anything. Rhea, are you finding anything interesting there?
Yeah, I have a list. I'm just looking at the...
Has anyone gone on to do anything?
Well, I'm finally at 2002, because prior to 2002, everyone was not brown. The winners were not brown. Scott Isaacs. We've got Wendy,
he could be
something.
Malu.
Oh, Balu Natarajan. Okay, 1985. Okay, so 1985. Balu Natarajan. Right now, he is the chief medical officer of Seasons Hospice and Palliative Care.
See, so that didn't help him at all.
Well, okay, let's see.
It may have gone to be like, oh, somebody goes, this must be a smart kid. Maybe that's what it does.
Yeah, I think so.
Maybe that's it.
As someone who went to the National Spelling Bee twice before winning it on the third try, It's no surprise that Natarajan's niche within his practice became helping marathoners and triathletes.
I don't need to hear anything more about Natarajan.
Competing in the national spelling bee is really a marathon, not a sprint. It takes years for. So I guess he helped those kids.
That's a real great flip there. That's cute. That's real cute. No, I just think if I was hiring somebody to be the chief medical officer at my hospital,
Kunal,
I wouldn't care that he spelled words correctly. Nobody can read doctor's notes regardless.
This is really cool. In 2002, Pratyush Budega. He became a professional poker player.
Okay, good.
That's pretty cool.
Respect. Respect.
Still nothing
Again,
to do with spelling.
Nothing to do with spelling, but respect.
He said, but here's what he said.
Jesus Christ.
Kunal dropped his entire fucking laptop. Maybe you should have thought about winning the spelling bee.
What would that? Again, nothing to do with my laptop.
Well, then on point. Yeah. Okay, he said, nearly a decade after winning the $12,000, he said, I think I became a professional poker player because I really missed competition. I became adept at pattern recognition.
Oh, so you didn't know what sports were?
Obviously, if you're winning spelling bees, he's not going to be playing sports, dude.
I love competition, so I went into poker.
I became adept at pattern recognition, root words, and trusting my gut instincts on seemingly unfamiliar words, which is valuable for poker as well. The spelling bee also requires a good memory, which is really important for poker, as you must remember tendencies of your opponents or little bits. At least he's trying to relate it somehow.
Yeah,
the other dude was like, I helped others.
Yeah, the other
also
guy
trained for the spelling bee.
No, the other guy said training for the spelling bee is a marathon, so I help
is
marathon,
not a marathon
runners.
It's not a marathon.
Those are like puff pieces where you're forced to come up with a reason that you're being interviewed.
The poker was a stretch, but I'll take that stretch over the other guy's stretch.
Agreed.
Yeah,
that's it.
It's
those
not
are the only
that
two.
Much of a stretch because there is strategy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
To spelling
and
bees.
Like
to spelling words
memory.
And memory. Yeah. Yeah. I get that. Yeah. I get that. This has now become the Spelling Bee comedy podcast.
Mm-hmm.
I think we should do a deep dive into all of them.
Mm-hmm. I think so, too.
And just spell words all the time and just turn that into a podcast.
Let's give each other a word to spell real quick.
Go ahead.
You really want to do this right
I'm
now?
I'm not going to choose a word, obviously, guys. Come on.
Spell Baba
Why is
Duke.
That obvious?
Baba Duke?
Yeah.
B-A-B-A-D-O-O-K.
Yeah, that's probably right. Okay. Yeah,
so. He's like not even
not even looking it up.
Give me another word.
What?
I want to be Dev Shah.
Spell vertebrae.
V-E-R-T-I-B-R-A-E.
There's no fucking I in that shit. I know it.
Oh, V-E-R-T-A-B-R-A-E? V-E-R-T-E-B-R-A-E?
You got to pick one, Rhea.
Okay, hold on. V-E-R-T-E-B-R-A-E.
There you go. Perfect.
Okay.
Bang.
Okay,
there you go. Bang, bang, boom.
Give me one more. This is addictive.
It's competition.
Like competition.
Shit. Rhea's about to get into competition.
Competition with yourself.
Give me another one.
Onomatopoeia.
O-N-O-M-O-T-O.
Wrong.
P-O.
Wrong.
Really?
Wrong. Been wrong.
Ono. O-N-O. Motto. Oh. O-N-A.
Come on.
Come on.
If you were on stage right now.
But you just said wrong.
I know, but you're not taking it seriously.
No, but am I wrong?
Yes, you were wrong.
Okay, so O-N-O is already wrong?
No, that's correct.
M-O is wrong?
Yes.
M-A.
You don't get to do this on stage.
Obviously, I'm not on stage.
So then now.
I'm on our podcast.
M-A, yes, correct. I'm not answering any
O-N-O.
More questions.
O-N-O. M-A.
Uh-huh.
T-O. Right?
I'm not helping you anymore.
T-O. P. O-E-I-A.
That was impressive.
Hell yeah.
That was impressive. You got the second half of the word, which is arguably
the hardest
hard as fuck. You didn't get the first half of the word.
I got one last one.
Okay.
Spell Ghajrinulot.
G-H-A-J-R-I-N-U-L-O-T. I don't know,
but yo, imagine a Gujarati spelling bee.
Papri
nulot.
No one would ever have the right answers.
Papri nulot. P-A-P-D-I. Papri.
Dari bapugan.
Wait, they'll be like, can you use it in a sentence?
And then some auntie stands up in the back and goes, hey, dari bapugan. It's the whole fucking sentence.
Why should you do it? Can you use it in a sentence?
Oh my god. It's just aggressive mothers yelling at their kids.
Tancharwa.
Oh my god.
Ooh, I have the hardest top 10 most brutal spelling bee words. Does she want one?
No, God no. I'm already the dumbest one on this podcast. I don't need people to know.
I was the dumbest one on
That's
the podcast.
Not right.
No,
That's not right, guys. Don't say that.
Wow,
we don't categorize
ourselves. Why do we have such awful self-esteem?
Wow, these words are trash. Milieu. That's the most current.
Milieu?
Yeah.
Milieu.
Milieu. Yeah. You never heard of that word?
M-I-L-I-E-U?
You would have won.
Damn,
that's
girl.
One of the top 10 most brutal spelling bee words.
What is happening right now?
Damn, girl. Are you?
Am I a genius?
Are you a genius?
Hey, guys. Rhea also wants you to know the Pride Parade went down our street today. Just letting you know. Wow, these words are horrifying.
How did I get that?
I'm not going back. Okay, that's it. We're going to move off of this subject now.
I feel like round of applause right now or something.
I gave you a verbal round of applause.
Yeah, we're both very, this is crazy.
You know, Kush said I'm smart. You haven't said a word.
I said it was impressive. You got the second half of onomatopoeia.
The impressive part comes from the fact that you're shocked.
I'd be shocked if anyone's
you're smart. I just think you don't read. So like, yeah. That doesn't mean you're dumb. It just means you don't read.
Rhea likes to be like, I got to read this book, and then just doesn't. Buys
remember
it, does
when,
not read
when
it.
I had my streak?
Yeah. Yeah, I remember.
Yeah. Thriftbooks.com.
Thrift yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, so no more words then, right?
Okay.
Here we
Anyways.
Go. Good. Good. That was good, though. Very good. Everyone, great. So fantastic. Shall we move on to the news?
Yes.
All right, guys. There was a huge train crash in India. Did you guys hear about this?
Yes, unfortunately.
Yeah. I did not know anything about this. It took a
It was on white people news too. Yeah. So
I had to go like 17 pages deep to find anything else that wasn't
train
crash.
Yeah. Same here.
There was a lot of train crash news.
It was
I
a
had
big
no
one.
Idea. Yeah.
It was huge.
It was in the eastern state of Odisha on Friday, left at least 275 people dead and more than 1,100 injured.
Oh my God,
officials in a preliminary government report are calling it a three-way accident, which is not important. But it involved two passenger trains and an idle freight train. Some survivors of the crash, which I'm glad that there were some, said their train was packed with hundreds of migrant laborers, students, and daily wage workers who were shoulder to shoulder and mostly standing in at least three general compartments when the collision occurred.
So upsetting.
Right now, I think I was getting a mix of officials are investigating, trying to figure out why it happened. But then there were a lot of articles that were point blank saying it was a signal issue.
That's what I saw.
Is what I saw. Yeah. But then I saw that officials have promised punishment and initiated a high level inquiry, suggesting that human error and sabotage have not been ruled out.
Sabotage. Yeah.
And this was from the New York Times. So I saw this and I was like, wait, some places have ran with signal issue. Other places are leaving the door open for like some nefarious shit going on.
Well,
but
I'm curious.
I didn't see any proof of that. It's interesting because I saw the New York Times article was really helpful in the sense that it showed a graphic of how they think the crash happened. And it was like the two trains were coming in opposite directions. There's three tracks. There's two trains coming in opposite directions on one. And then there's like a just freight train that was sitting just by itself, like not moving on another track. And for some reason, one of the trains, the signal messed up or whatever, and it went onto the freight train track and banged right into it
Holy
at full speed.
Shit.
That caused a bunch of those to
Which
obviously
derailed
go
and
yeah,
hit
derail,
another train.
Hit the other one. Yeah. And then as the other train was passing by, it got hit. The back three cars of its train got hit because this first train was fucking getting derailed like crazy.
Yo, this year, what's been going on with trains everywhere?
Yo,
I mean, everyone's government. The chemical spills and stuff here in America.
Yeah. Yes.
There was two or three of those here.
You know what it is? Infrastructure problem. Just infrastructure.
Yeah, and governments just not giving money to fix shit or pay people working these things.
I think that's why the reason for this might be like cloudy at the moment, because one of Modi's things, especially for his campaign to win election again, is that he's investing in India's infrastructure and he's already invested billions. And when you see something like this, it's like, okay, cool, dude. Like,
what the fuck?
Where's it going?
Right.
So maybe that's why they're not really sure where to pin the blame just yet. And it might make more sense if they can say the system was working and is fine, but there was some dumbass who did it on purpose or sabotaged
right.
it
yeah.
or something. I don't know. But it's very sad.
It's very sad.
Almost 300 people dead, 1,100 people injured.
Did you watch?
I don't remember the last time there was a train crash like that. Wasn't there like a big train crash?
There was a bridge
crash
recently, remember?
Oh, really?
There was that bridge that.
Oh, the collapse?
Yeah, that collapsed.
No, but I think
train
one of the news things it was saying the last time something like this happened was a while ago. Like in 20 years or like in the 80s or something. I don't
know. Was it the
really
one
remember.
That was featured in Namesake, the movie? The Rajasthani Maybe. Express.
They didn't
or
mention it
like
in whatever
that?
I oh, saw. I don't know. I don't know.
Did you see video of it? Were you about to say you saw video?
No, I saw video of like the rescue.
Oh.
Because people were taking video of
that
people
sounds
getting
horrendous.
Pulled out and stuff like that. They didn't show the gruesome stuff. It was just like people that were still
yeah,
obviously able.
Shit.
But it looked, as with anything in India, it just looked chaotic.
Yeah.
As well. Like
yeah.
more chaotic than it should have been.
As much as anyone thinks I am a self-hating Indian, I am not. It's just very easy to see how, like, I don't know that I'd want to be on a train over there. Like, trains over here, I don't necessarily trust the infrastructure. Mm-hmm. But over there, like, I feel like this would happen all the time. It doesn't, but yeah. this feels so normal to me that, like, yeah, some shit just wasn't working. Because, like, who's the railway regulators in India? Who's doing that shit?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Good
like,
question.
Who's trying to fix all that
shit? Are they spelling bee winners?
Yeah, any spelling bee winners want to do this? So that was really sad. I honestly, until I looked at the news for this sheet, I had no idea there was a crash, and it happened on Friday.
Yeah, it was
no,
close
I,
to...
I saw it.
Yeah, it's been all over the news. Yeah, there was close everywhere. To 300, I think, like 200 and something.
Yeah.
290 something or 280 something.
Dead, yeah. And they're going to... So. And if it is... The migrant laborers, students, daily wage workers, it's like not gonna, you know, it's like the people that need to be protected.
Mm-hmm.
They're the ones who are kind of getting the brunt of this, which seems to always be the case.
Yeah, I wonder if there's gonna be like lawsuits and stuff like that.
Yeah, like how does that even work there? You know what I mean? Yeah. Like that's what I mean about like the whole Indian system thing. I'm like, if you were involved in an incident like this, are there lawsuits that are filed? Who pays?
I don't think anyone's
That could be another reason they're not doubling down on it just being a
signal
failure.
Thing, yeah.
Maybe because that'll open up lawsuits situations.
Yeah, yeah. And if that man is, you know, I don't know, not that man, but like if anybody's nefarious over there and they find that there is one Khan Ali Mufsuddin Mufalusu over there
Mufalusu.
Involved, it's a wrap, dude. Yeah. It's a fucking wrap. They're going to pin it on all of them. That's just what's going to happen. So. More to come. We'll see what happens there. One that I didn't click on that was adjacent to this article was that I think another bridge collapsed in India too.
Oh God.
And it was a bridge that was under construction. So I think it was just kind of funny that they were constructing it and then it collapsed. But I didn't look into it.
I don't know how people build bridges.
Yeah.
Like I've seen people in school, you know, have those classes or I guess engineering classes
yeah.
or trying to build bridges out of popsicle sticks and stuff like that. I was like, oh, this doesn't make sense. So I get it that bridges will fail.
But I could never do it.
I could never do it.
I couldn't even theoretically understand how to do it.
Yeah.
It's like building a tunnel. How?
How?
How, Sway? Like underwater tunnel.
Yeah.
How?
That shit.
I don't understand that.
How blows my mind
you,
every
time.
How
did you do that?
Yeah.
How'd you pump the water out?
Mm-hmm.
Why are we not all soggy?
Blowing up mountains to get through mountains.
Doesn't make sense.
How does the whole thing just not fall on
top?
I used to think all the time those doors and tunnels, if you open it, like water would just come gushing out.
I still think that.
Yeah, I think actually that is true.
That's my actual
I think that's a fact.
So that's sad. And on to the next sad but like just really wild ass story. So we've been reporting on how like education is really getting cut in India.
Yeah.
So they're cutting something else.
What will they have left to teach?
Sex education is cut.
So they want that. We previously reported that evolution was being cut out.
Yeah.
If you guys remember. Mm-hmm. So in
because
India,
it was too hard.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because of COVID.
Because of COVID.
Somehow.
Yes.
That's when I bugged out about food.
The excuse that none of our mothers would ever accept.
Yeah.
Ever. In India, children under 16 returning to school this month at the start of the school year will no longer be taught about evolution. The periodic table of elements or sources of energy.
Wait.
They removed the periodic table of elements from the books.
They're not talking about
science? No. What grade are you in when you are 16 or under? 9th and 10th?
16 is 10th and 11th.
Yeah, 10th and 11th.
10th and 11th. Okay, so it's weird because
you
I believe...
11th.
Or 11th and 12th.
No.
Okay.
By the time you're in 12th, you're 16, 17.
It might be
like
different.
17 going on 18, actually.
Yeah, I think.
So it might be totally different there, too, just because the systems are different. Mm-hmm. But what I read was when you're in class 10.
10th standard.
That's when you decide to take science. Before that, you just like learn general stuff.
general sciences?
Yeah, general stuff. And then it stops around then. And then you can opt to like opt into bio, chem, whatever stuff like that. So what this is doing is saying even that general knowledge, they're not going to do it anymore.
Yeah, that's crazy because I learned periodic table in like
eighth grade.
Third grade.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah.
Guys, where'd you go to school?
Very early on. Yeah. At least you saw it like hanging in your classroom too. Yes. Which I think they won't have here.
What's the reasoning behind that? Because I don't even evolution and stuff, I can relate it back to being conservative.
Yeah.
What is the reason behind the periodic table being eliminated?
They didn't give any reason.
That's so weird.
There's no reason.
Everything else did have like a, you could see why they did it because you know that they're trying to be conservative.
Yeah, periodic table, maybe because, I mean, that does go really far back to conservatism too, which is kind of like, if you can see the periodic table, you can see everything is made up of these atoms and molecules and things like that. Then it's no longer God created and God made.
So nothing is... Nothing is real.
That's so dumb because they could say God created molecules.
Did God fucking create my iced tea right now? Or did I go into the motherfucking kitchen and make that?
He told you to do that in your head.
Mm-hmm.
This is getting to a scary place because you know there's people who believe that shit.
Oh, that's why this is happening.
Technically, God did create your tea.
Did you see why Cookie got off? I'm sorry. She just got shook.
Yeah, so they're also taking that out. They're taking out foundational topics such as sources of energy and environmental sustainability. Younger learners will no longer be taught certain pollution and climate-related topics, and there have been cuts to biology, chemistry, geography, mathematics, and physics subjects for older school students. In non-science content, chapters on democracy and diversity, political parties, and challenges to democracy have been scrapped.
Makes sense.
Yep. And a chapter on the Industrial Revolution has been removed for older students. All this makes me wonder, what are you learning?
What are you teaching?
What exactly are you teaching?
That's literally everything.
Yeah, it's kind of everything.
This feels so like conservative Christian.
Yeah, but even we have that in every... Yeah, even more.
Yeah.
We have that in every culture. This exists in every culture.
Like the
political stuff...
So they're
just telling us like Durga and Krishna created everything?
They may not, but they're not going to tell you anything else either. I'm sure they're going to throw it in there somewhere. But even if they didn't, the fact that they're omitting...
Yeah.
Like evolution, periodic table, all this stuff. Some people will never ask the question of what exists. Like
the periodic table one is the most baffling one to me.
Yeah. Yeah.
The other stuff, I understand the political reasons for it, but the periodic one is just so weird.
So random, yeah.
It's super...
Like oxygen is on the periodic table.
Yeah.
It's what you
God
breathe.
God lets you breathe.
And they don't want it. And their rationale before is the same thing. They didn't give any new rationale. They didn't introduce anything. Most of the teachers and, you know, educators in India thought that they had given this rationale about COVID and not wanting to make it too hard on students while students were still like telelearning. But now students are going back into the classrooms over there and they were surprised to find that those textbooks have all been censored and edited.
This is so
and all
scary.
The stuff's out. So they were like, we thought, okay, cool, you did that shit. And then once we got the textbooks for the new year, it would be fine. Stuff would be back in there, but it's all gone again.
It's terrifying.
Just terrifying. And again, I don't get it because
I thought more that you wanted to just create a strong and smart India.
That's what I thought. And I don't know how you do that with this.
But he wants a subdued India, basically.
Yeah, exactly. They don't want you to ask questions. That's similar to what's happening here and similar to what's happening in lots of places. They don't want you to ask questions.
That's
and it's
terrifying.
Like a lot of really old people. And if you're 50 plus year old, and I'm not sorry to say that, but like a lot of old people, they're just losing grips on control and on reality. And like they're doing shit like this because they're all the ones in power. So.
Right.
We'll see what happens, but I think that that's really fucking crazy. And I think if anyone who starts saying like India's like doing really well and like all this sort of stuff, you got to hit them with this shit and be like, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
Right. Like, that's my dad.
Yeah. Like what exactly are you talking about? And then in even more baffling news. So Tata, the car company, has signed, I think they do more than.
Yeah. They're in everything.
They're in everything, right? Yeah. Okay. So the conglomerate. They signed a $1.5 billion EV battery deal. So they're creating a plant in Gujarat as part of the effort for India to create its own electric vehicle supply chain.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to, you know, $1.5 billion. So not 1.5 billion rupees, 1.5, the equivalent of $1.5 billion to make an EV battery factory over there. And,
How are they going
to
do that without the education?
Hey, that's a fucking valid ass
God's
point.
God's going to do it.
God's going to do it.
Don't you know?
But the B point to that was I was like, you guys can't even generate enough electricity to keep people's AC on. over there.
Ooh.
How are you going to to create an electric vehicle supply chain for fucking who? Who's going to drive EV cars in India? And if they do drive them, how are they going to charge their car? You can't even have the air conditioning.
Didn't they also deny Tesla joining, like, or remember
Tesla? I think Tesla said it wouldn't go into that market just because, like, Elon wasn't getting tax rebates from India. And, like, I think the customer base just isn't there in their mind.
That makes sense.
Which makes sense. But he also wasn't getting his rebates because he's a fucking dirty fuck. But either way, this, I don't understand this. I just don't get what this is. This doesn't make sense to me. And it's touted as like a big thing. It's going to be in Gujarat, $1.5 billion. Like definitely, you know, Modi bringing business, all this sort of stuff. But like no one's thinking about how you had a man invent a helmet with a fan on it to keep himself warm. Keep himself cool and keep the pollution out of his face.
Yeah.
Because your grid cannot handle how hot it's getting over there.
Yeah.
I mean, it's cool that they're trying to use electric cars, but I don't think it's going to work out.
I just don't think anyone's thinking. That's all. Like, it's absolutely so cool that they're trying to do it, but like, I just don't
have some other like basic shit to fix first.
Yeah, like what? I don't know what these people do. I guess this is the grand question everyone has about like politicians and like people in power. Like,
what the fuck are
you guys doing?
Yeah,
because I think common sense, we're all understanding certain things don't make sense.
Yeah, yeah,
they don't. They just keep pushing ahead.
Common sense is not common.
Classic quote. My guy.
So true though.
Wayne Gretzky, Michael Scott.
So that's a weird one. That was it. That was the only sentence I had on that one. I just thought it was weird that they can't keep their AC on. So in news that I think will be of interest to Kush, there have been wrestler protests going on in India. You know about the wrestler protests?
No, I don't.
Okay. They've been happening for some time, and I've been choosing not to click on the articles because I didn't quite understand what was happening. Yeah. It's very serious. So
it's very serious?
Yeah, it's very serious. These protests have been steadily building since April 23rd, and now the top wrestlers, so Olympians and world champions alike, are joining in.
Okay, so like Greco-Roman type of wrestling, professional wrestling.
India is actually like in the top of wrestling, actually. Kushti, you know, kabaddi.
Kabaddi, yeah.
Kabaddi.
So what these wrestlers are protesting, they're not protesting this, but there are allegations of sexual harassment and intimidation by the Wrestling Federation of India's chief. His name is Brij Bhushan Sharan Singh. Four goddamn names. So apparently he has had many claims. Overall, the system has many claims against it, and
meaning several of the wrestlers.
Yeah.
I see.
Like there are a lot of claims, and what the wrestlers are protesting is that everyone knows this happens. They file claims, nothing happens. Everything gets put under the rug, and nothing is happening. So they're out there, and now Vinesh Fogat, who is the 2-time Olympian and the first woman to get gold for India. And her sister, Sangeeta, they're part of it. There's some other people that are part of it. Brij Singh, that guy who is having sexual harassment against
Brij
him, allegedly.
Singh?
Yeah, Brij Bhushan Sharan Singh.
His name is Brij.
B-R-I-J.
Oh, okay. I thought B-R-I-D.
Like he's built like a bridge.
Yeah.
He says these are politically motivated attacks, and he is ready to hang himself if found guilty.
Wait, that's really intense. Are you or are you not guilty?
Wait, there's the official is being charged?
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
But men and women are being sexually harassed.
Yes.
Okay, cool.
Yep.
This man's like, but if you say I'm guilty, I'm going to kill myself.
Yeah, that's it. So I think he's guilty.
Who does he think he is? Who does he think he is? Ed Sheeran? Yeah. Like, he's just going to fucking quit music?
You're absolutely right.
Wait, what's the...
Ed Sheeran was going to lose his lawsuit, he was going to quit music forever.
What lawsuit?
We'll talk later.
Oh, shit. Mm. Okay.
Yeah.
I might not know anything.
So,
where do I live?
Well, you knew about the train crash. I didn't know.
That's true.
This is the way of the world right now. Yeah. So, the only other thing about this story is that it has been happening for some time. They're getting a lot more notice now, and people are joining in. There's videos of the athletes in the protests were met with a heavy-handed police response with footage of them being dragged away and temporarily detained. So, shitty. Just really shitty. And this is what's happening over there in India right now. The athletes are planning. Okay, this is going to make you laugh. The athletes are planning on throwing their Olympic medals into the Ganges. That's the.
Yeah, let's just pollute it more.
That's, okay. I was like, please, okay. please don't. I was like, just okay. don't. Even symbolically, don't. Yes. Don't do that. But
it doesn't. I can't.
But I'm not happy that they are being. They're protesting, and I assume they're peacefully protesting, even though they're wrestlers, gentle giants.
Yeah,
and they're getting dragged away and detained. Like, fucking let people protest. You know what I mean?
There should have been a 100 show, like a Netflix 100 show on Indian wrestlers.
Hey, that and they wear like those little like. Underwear's made out of toilet paper and just fucking slap their thighs and shit.
What?
Isn't that sumo wrestling?
Isn't it could be.
The diapies.
The diapies. It always looks like they're wearing diapies at all times.
Little huggies.
But it seems like everyone's been protesting in India, by the way. We've had the Kashmir protest, we've had the Sikh farmer protest.
I challenge you to find 1 year in history of India where there were no protests.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But it seems like there's a lot recently, right? Just like at all times, this man's dealing with protests.
Yeah, I think we're just seeing it more just because we're more focused on it. But I'm pretty sure there's just constant protests.
I was like, they got a lot of things being protested over there.
Yeah,
so many things.
A lot of dumb things. Very important things as well.
That could be fixed. And then something else terrible.
Oh no!
But this will all end after this next story, where we have a funny one. So, a 16-year-old girl was recently killed in Delhi.
Oh shit! I heard about this.
That unfortunately is not a surprise to anybody.
Yeah.
Delhi's becoming a very dangerous city. But what is surprising is she was stabbed 30 times and hit with a cement block in an alleyway. In broad daylight, a dude did intervene. He was told to get the fuck away. I'm paraphrasing.
Mm-hmm.
And then nobody else on the street did a fucking thing.
They were there. They saw.
They saw. And for a while, no one did a thing until a police informant walked by and then called the police after she was dead and her body was lying there for some time. She got stabbed 30 fucking times. I am sure she did not go quietly. And she got hit with the cement brick. Enough so that a dude actually tried to step in and stop it, but he was promptly told to fuck off and did. And he himself didn't call the fucking police.
Yeah, what the fuck?
And that's just what it is. And so if you're out in Delhi, be fucking safe. Probably going to have a protest about this as well.
Did it say, was it at night, during the day?
I think it was during the day. It was during the day.
Was it random? Was it related to like rape?
The guy apparently, they were in a relationship and she wanted to break it off.
Holy shit.
Yeah. So it wasn't a random thing.
It was that's domestic violence.
Yeah pretty much.
The absolute extreme.
Yeah, 1,000%.
That is fucking insane. What the hell?
Yeah. So that was I was really sad. I read that and I was like, man, what the hell is going on?
16 years
there?
Old
in Delhi too. That's a modern, supposed to be a modern city.
No, Delhi is very dangerous.
Is it?
Yeah, Delhi has been the yeah, it's a major city, but like Delhi has been the spot that had all those. You know, remember that initial rape case like years ago?
Yeah.
It was in Delhi. The one of the girl on the bus.
The bus. Yeah.
That's from Delhi.
So this is just. I didn't even connect that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
What's the safe
cities?
Chennai is kind of safe.
Because like Mumbai, safe? Bangalore?
I'm not sure. Bangalore is safe. I think Mumbai seems to be better.
You can't have a name like Bangalore and not be safe.
I think Delhi is known to be like the top one. Like it's notorious.
I wonder why.
Mumbai is fine.
Isn't New Delhi the capital?
It is the capital.
Why would that be?
But maybe it's like similar to how like
Trenton, New Jersey. Yeah. Dangerous
place.
Well,
actually, I just saw something today. It's not on the sheet, but if we're talking about like safety and stuff.
Yeah.
There's a Bangladeshi restaurant in Astoria, like literally near where I live, like 36th Street-ish.
Yeah.
Where a dude in the middle of the day, like a gunman, opened fire.
Oh, shit.
In the middle of the day. And like employees got hurt. There were like people, children and families and stuff eating and whatnot. Like, in the middle of the day, no reason. I don't actually know the reason. I saw it very quickly.
Honestly, I have zero reaction to that.
You're not surprised?
Yeah.
That's like if, you know, I grew up in that Astoria area, right? Steinway Street and stuff. Like, we go there all the time. We used to go there all the time as 14-year-olds, 15-year-olds. Like, we just hang out there. Imagine just going to a restaurant.
This dude just lit up a Bangladeshi restaurant? Restaurant?
Was he?
I actually don't know anything. Details.
There's got to be something. There's got to be something. But like gun violence here in the U.S.
Yeah.
Random.
Yeah.
With no connection to anything. I have no reaction anymore.
Yeah, also, it's summertime. So
yeah,
It's just hot out in the city. Because I think it's getting more and more dangerous. I really do think so.
Could be. Could be.
Around 3:30 p.m., and this is a restaurant that I've actually heard of. It's on 36th Avenue and 29th Street.
3 p.m., you said?
3:30 p.m., yeah.
Okay, broad daylight. Let's go. Let's fucking go, dude.
All I know is that the gunman just was wearing a red sweatshirt and shot several rounds.
Okay, that sounds completely normal to me, to be honest. Yeah. Completely normal.
Let's everybody just walk around with concealed weapons.
I was going to say shields, but you're right.
Shields, you're right. Weapons. Oh. I just saw a vest that prevents stabbings.
You saw that video? Yes, I saw that. We need that. I need a bulletproof vest and a vest that protects stabbing on top of the bulletproof vest. So just, I'm got both. Don't worry, Rhea. It's fine. You don't have to find anything else out. So now onto the sort of, Rhea, I'm looking at your face and it's throwing me off. Are you all right?
I'm trying to see.
Oh, I see. I understand. Yeah. Okay. So last news story of the day. Here we go. Indian official drained 2 million liters of water to find his phone. You love that, right? Rhea's face.
Can you say that number one more time?
What?
He drained 2 million liters of water to find his phone.
Can I just really quickly go on a very quick tangent and let you guys know, like, I never understand, like, ever, when people say measurements like that, like, I have no capacity of understanding what that is.
Totally get it.
Okay, thank you.
Totally get it.
I understand that.
Two million liters? Like, I don't even know what 1 liter looks like.
Let's just say it's from a reservoir, right? Like, it was a reservoir?
It was a reservoir.
Like, how big is it? Like, a lake?
528,000 gallons.
Okay, I know a milk gallon. That's accurate,
okay,
right?
That's fair. Yeah.
528,000 of those, that's a lot of milk. I still can't like fathom, like I can't picture what that looks like. But what the fuck?
I get that. I'm trying to find you something comparable, but I can't. Yeah,
like
find
a lake,
anything.
I guess?
Probably.
Yeah, like a small lake.
We'd have to pick like a lake.
Like the one near our old apartment?
Yeah, if you knew the name of that. This will take too much digging. But
a pond, like, a big pond or a small lake.
Okay,
cool. I feel like it might be more, to be honest. 528,000 gallons. Yeah, okay, anyways. So, Rajesh Vishwas, fucking scumbag, 32 years old, an official from India, he drained a body of water to find his Samsung Galaxy S23 Ultra.
So, is he rich?
Well, he's an Indian official. Yeah. So
he had the green light, maybe? Or maybe he didn't, and he just was going to ask for forgiveness later.
This fucker just couldn't get a new phone.
This man was...
That's what I said. I was like, bro, you're an official. You could afford a new fucking phone. And the cloud doesn't exist to him?
Right. Yeah. That's what I was wondering too. I was like, bro, the cloud exists. You have an S23 Ultra. It's not like he like dropped his Nokia.
Right.
He dropped something that is definitely backing up to Google.
Right.
I'm pretty sure he probably never backed up anything in his life. Yeah. So he probably was...
He clicked no to every option because he thinks people are trying to get him.
Yeah.
So this man was relaxing with his friends on the bank of a body of water. He decided to take some selfies.
I think that's the greatest detail of this entire thing.
His Samsung Galaxy S23 Ultra fell into the water. He called in locals who dove into the water for days but never found the smartphone.
Unreal.
He fucking called in locals. Unreal. I hope they got paid, but something tells me they did not. For 3 days, he then got some diesel pumps through to continuously pump out water from the reservoir. A total of over 2 million liters of water was pumped out, which would have been enough to irrigate 1,500 acres of farmland.
Oh my God. Oh shit. Where did they put the water?
As a result, God knows, they probably just threw it on the street. They probably flooded a small village for this.
I was going to say, where do you put 2 million liters of water?
As a result, the Samsung Galaxy S23 Ultra was found at the bottom of the lake.
Tell me it doesn't work.
Unsurprisingly, after being submerged, the smartphone broke down completely and was rendered inoperable. That's the laugh I should have done.
I was waiting for this. This fucker thought after 3 days this shit would work. You piece of shit. Garbage ass.
So stupid.
Yeah, I wonder what was on there that he needed so bad.
Holy shit. This is why you need education. Holy shit, man.
Do you think he just didn't have his home number memorized? Do you think like he didn't have any
that's
number
probably part
memorized?
Of it. He didn't have his wife's number
he had
memorized.
No numbers. And he was like, fuck, dude, what do I do? So
at first I was like, maybe he just wants to impress his friends. But no, it was like, this is days later.
This is days later. You're right. This is
Jesus,
days
man. So obviously, fucking moron.
This spurred a whole conversation over there about like, hey, should we? How much power should we be giving these fucking officials? This man just drained. Like already,
nobody
India,
said no.
Already, India doesn't have water like it needs to, and this man drained a whole goddamn lake.
Did he fill it back up?
It didn't say. It did not say. I have to hope that he did, because to displace this much water, actually,
that should be like a death sentence for getting rid of that much water. Like,
you know what? There was nothing in the article written about like where. It only said that he had brought diesel pumps in to pump the water
out.
Pump
the water. You have to put it somewhere. That's a lot of water.
You have to put it somewhere, and it did not have anything to say about that.
Just back in the ground?
He just let it just... I think he did flood a small village, and nobody's talking about it.
Yeah.
Maybe.
That's going to be next week's news.
Next week's news.
Yeah, we're going to see the news report next week.
And then Rhea had a bit of... To end this off, Rhea had a bit of good news.
It's not even good news. It's just the cutest fucking thing on the planet. A couple of old Sikh men were going down a water slide and someone took a video of it and they're just fucking giggling the entire time. I want you guys to see it.
That, first of all, does not qualify as a water slide.
It's not a water slide.
Oh, they had their clothes on. Okay, that makes more sense to me.
What kind of a fucking slide is this?
And then like forward a little bit, like there were other dudes who came through and they're all like trying to help the dude get out and they're just all giggling.
That's really cute.
This is cute. This is nice. I like that.
I saw that and I was like, that's the fucking cutest thing I've ever seen.
That is really good. That's really nice.
I wanted to say this headline out loud.
Yes.
Indian who crashed truck near White House wanted to end democracy.
Yes. I heard about this. Tell me more. What? I heard about this. Yes.
Indian who crashed truck near the White House wanted to end democracy.
He's 19, right?
Yeah, he's 19.
He's 19, yes.
A 19-year-old Indian man who allegedly crashed... crashed his truck
Just
into...
You did, fam. Yeah,
crashed his truck into security barriers near the White House last week and had notes about wanting to end democracy in the United States. And,
wait, was it Vivek Ramaswamy? Was that him? Did he drive his truck into the fucking barrier?
Yeah, it's one of them. His name's Sai Versith Kundua from Chesterfield, Missouri.
Missouri. Fucking Missouri.
He was detained that he had a green book in which he detailed his thoughts about the attack, The Hill reported on Friday. And then he wrote something like, there shall be consequence of civil unrest. Wait. There shall be consequence if civil unrest happens. To make it clear, any opposition will be met with death penalty to make it clear. I don't know why you said that twice.
That's what he said?
Kill president. As you have seen, we will declare martial until the situation has been blank.
Does this guy have mental issues?
I think so.
He's got to
have
issues.
This is like not legible. We will rebuild this world, he said.
Dude, this is fucking crazy.
He was arrested on several charges, including threatening to kill, kidnap, or inflict harm on a president, vice president, or member of their family. So he didn't really know who he was going to try to get. And there was a Nazi flag and duct tape that were found in his truck.
Man was traveling with
a
Nazi flag.
I'm so confused. This man's really a brown kid who's 19.
He may have gotten the swastika. He may have gotten it confused. I don't know.
I need to know what his parents taught him.
This is the best thing he said, this guy, this kid. He said that he wanted to get to the White House, seize power, and be put in charge of the nation.
Oh.
Okay, this man's like delusional.
This man watched White House Down and thought he could outsmart Gerard Butler. Yeah. This is what he thought.
And then he said, kill the president if that's what I have to do and would hurt anyone that would stand in my way to take over.
Okay, this man's dangerous.
This guy, wait, he said this after he got captured?
I don't know if this was written or if he said it out loud.
I'm about to say, this guy's not giving himself no outs. Yeah. He was like, no, I did want to kill the president.
Either way, it's directly from him.
He's like, you can't actually defend any of this. I did want to do all of this.
He is 100% delusional.
Damn, how sad. 19 years old, whole life down the crapper, bro.
I know.
You're already from Missouri. Now you made it even worse.
He definitely thinks he's white.
Well, you never know. He could. I definitely think he doesn't know who he is.
Yeah.
I think there's maybe
where
an issue
he is,
there.
Who he is.
That's
my
crazy.
God, though, to have the balls to just fucking drive right up into the barrier of the White House. And
now you gotta have some mental issues for sure.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah,
damn.
And then an Indian American student shot dead in Philadelphia. Did you hear about this?
No.
This vaguely sounds familiar.
Yeah, there isn't a lot of information, but I just wanted to bring up the headline just in case something new comes out later.
A student was shot in Philly.
Yeah. Jude Chukka, a 21-year-old Indian American student.
Yeah.
He was shot in the forehead.
Ooh.
They don't know who the assailant was. They don't have much information. They don't know what time it took place.
They just found this kid with a bullet hole in
his
forehead?
There weren't that many witnesses or surveillance cameras in the area.
What? In Philly?
Yeah, they brought him to the hospital, but he was pronounced dead within a few hours.
Oh my God.
Okay, stay safe out there, Philly. That's
yeah.
That's a little bit crazy.
Goddamn. A little bit, I wish we crazy. Watched yeah. the men going down the water slide after all that.
My bad.
I think that's it.
Cool.
I think that's the episode.
That's
yeah.
dope.
Yeah, there was really wasn't a whole ton that I saw out there, and then the crash took over a lot of stuff. Yeah. And so, guys, hope you enjoy the episode. Keep tuning in and shit. I had a bit of a moment yesterday when I was realizing that I'm very happy to do these interviews
mm-hmm.
for MMT, but mm-hmm. these fucking Browns don't be wanting to do interviews.
Well, we did get a lot of yeses. That's why we
Of course we did. But then, you know, there's a lot of people who are like...
Who said no, yeah.
Yeah, who are just like, what are you doing? Like, you're not doing anything else special. And honestly, I'm doing you a favor.
Mm.
We are not just recording a 1 hour thing and then just putting it up like
yeah,
that.
Good
like,
luck this waiting for thing. Joe Rogan to interview us.
I'm just like, yeah, we're doing you a favor. Anyways, we don't have to detract onto that. But that's episode 146 in the book.
All right. Who's gonna play the music?
Cookie.
Not me.
Cookie.
Cookie, think... play the music.
Cookie. Just squeeze her, maybe get some noise out of her.
It keeps going.
Cookie, play the music.
Fantastic.
Amazing.
Mild-Mannered and Timid is produced by Kunal, Kush, and Rhea. Edited by Kush and Rhea. With music and scoring by Rhea. I'm generally useless. See you next time.